Appreciated David's prayer, especially the opening comment. What you have in front of you is what we're supposed to study today. Last night, I completely changed it because of the incident that took place here. We need to talk about it. We need to address it. Little Rock has become a violent city, with the number of drive-by shootings that have occurred recently, and then, of course, just a little more than 24 hours ago, now having 25 of our fellow citizens who have gunshot wounds that did not have them 48 hours ago. We, as a people, have some responsibility. And I want us to pray about it, and I want us to talk about it, and let's try to frame up what would be God's desire for us to do as a people. To put this thing into its proper context, I want us to go through for just a few moments some things in Scripture, and I want to begin by telling you that this year has been a year that in some ways is very eye-opening for me. And I'll tell you why. As I've been doing my daily Bible readings, I have learned something about God that honestly, I had the entire wrong concept about one area of God that's very significant. It stemmed probably from the stories of the Old Testament where God would tell his people, go in and utterly destroy this people. I did not realize until this year that the thing that God appears to despise the most about his creation is violence. He's a God of peace and not a God who loves violence. Let me show you. Get your Bibles. I want you to just see, and I made a list of about 33 or 4 different things, but no, time won't let us do that, so relax. I don't want you getting violent with me here before we... Genesis chapter 4, right at the very beginning. Look at verse 5. Cain became very angry and his countenance fell. Skip on down to verse 8. Cain told Abel his brother. It came about when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. The Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Now you're cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you cultivate the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. You'll be a vagrant and a wanderer on earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is too great. I cannot bear it. You've driven me this day from the face of the ground, and from your face I will be hidden. I'll be a vagrant and a wanderer on earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Listen, the Lord said to him, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord appointed a sign for Cain so that no one finding him would slay him. Isn't that intriguing to you? Just that thought that God got so upset with Cain that he drives him out, and Cain's worry is about violence. Go with me a lot of years, but just one chapter to Genesis 6. Genesis 6. The story of Noah. Look down at verse 11. This is why the world was destroyed. Look, the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God destroyed it. Did you notice it does not say the earth was filled with immorality? The earth was filled with cheating? The earth was filled with gossiping, character assassinations? No, the earth was filled with violence. And let's let the flood waters subside. Go to Genesis chapter 9. The water's gone. They've come out of the ark. Verse 5. Surely I will require your life blood from every beast. I will require it. From every man, from every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood will be shed. For in the image of God he made man. Folks, from the very beginning, God did not want violence. I found something intriguing as I've been going through, and we're kind of into the prophets now, those of you who do the daily Bible reading know. And what's been fascinating to me as you go through the Old Testament story, as different things unfold, it's how often God says, go in and destroy this people because they are a violent people. In fact, there's a statement made toward the end of the book of 2 Kings, fascinates me. God tells the people through their prophets, when I sent you to the promised land, when I gave you that inheritance that I had promised to Abraham and to Isaac and Jacob, I told you to destroy and to wipe out all the nations that were living in that land because the land was full of violence. People could not travel on their roads. They were unsafe. They weren't safe in their houses. And for that reason, God said, I told you to get rid of all these people because the land is full of violence. But, as you well know, they not only didn't get rid of them, they started to get to be too much like them. And at the very end of the nation of Judah, very intriguing statements made, 2 Kings chapter 24, I believe, about verse 4. Concerning one of the final kings, Jehoiakim, he filled the streets of Jerusalem with blood, and the Lord would not forgive him, and the nation fell. Folks, what I want you to see is, of all the acts of mankind, God despises our violence the most. Wow. So when we live in a society that gets increasingly more violent, we need to understand we live in a society that increasingly gives God concern. So what are we going to do about it? Well, first, we're going to pray. Jimmy Cone's going to come and lead us in a special prayer that God will be with us, especially here in Little Rock, as we learn to deal with violence. Jimmy?
Let's go to our Father together. Dear God, we praise your name. We long to be with you. We long to understand you. We long to represent you. But God, we want your name to be praised among all the nations, among all the peoples. We don't understand at all what we have in front of us, and we long to make a difference. Dear God, as we represent you, as we represent your glory in this world and in this city, we ask you, God, to give us your Spirit. We ask you, God, to give something to within our very souls, the capability of reflecting all of your grace and all of the peace that is a part of who you are. We do, God, long to be your representatives in places where people don't know you, and because of not knowing you, They turn to things that they think are answers. We ask you, God, to be with those families in those areas of this community that are experiencing the fright, the inability to know that they could just go home and rest in peace. Dear God, for those moms and dads that wonder about their children's safety, and for those moms and dads who are looking at their children who might be part of violence, we ask you to give them peace and give them the wisdom to know how to provide for their families. God, this isn't just something for those who live in those scary parts of the community that are experiencing the hurt and anxiety of violence. It is about all of us. Draw us into those places where we can make a difference. But God, we know that you are the ones that controls all. And for places we don't know how to pray, and for things we don't know where to go, we long for you to be the one that shows yourself in this community and transforms the spirit that we've been witnessing. We bring this prayer to you in Christ. Amen.
Okay, we pray about it. Now what? Well, I took time to make a list of some things that I think we can do that would be helpful. Number one, we've got to recognize that the reason God despises violence is because his nature is peace. It's against his nature. He is called the God of peace. In the Old Testament, it was Jehovah Shalom, one of the favorite titles that people had for him, the God of peace. There's a statement in Philippians 4 about verse 9. The things, Paul says, that you've seen and heard and learned in me, do, listen, and the God of peace will be with you. So he's a God of peace. Interesting statement made in Psalms 11 in verse 5. God tests both the righteous and the wicked, and those who give themselves to violence, you ready for this one? He hates. You don't find that phrase very much in Scripture at all. Why? Because God is a God of peace. He desires peace for us. He wants us to live in peace. So one thing we've got to do is get a better picture of who God is and what he's really like. Number two, there are some statements in Scripture that we're just going to have to start believing that the Spirit of God knew what he meant. Like Matthew chapter 12, a house divided against itself will not stand. A nation divided against itself will fall. A family divided against itself will fall. Consequently, rather than being a people who are deeply entrenched, we need to be a people who work to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's our mission. That's our calling, to bring peace to the world, to help people to see the other side, to accept those who are different, to live in harmony with each other. So recognize that God is a God of peace. Then let me get practical on a couple. Learn to control your anger. This is becoming an issue. Anger has now become an acceptable thing in our culture and society. And it's all but out of control. I saw a little bit of the end of 2020 one night this past week. And it was on road rage. Folks, road rage. Do you know that road rage incidents that claimed 70 lives 10 years ago claimed over 500 last year? Road rage. People can't even get along driving in life. How much more difficult would it be? These are things that we've come to accept. So, here's what you do. If you've got a problem with anger, get help. You need it. God is not being glorified through our anger. Now, he does make the statement, be angry, but he adds, and sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Ephesians 4. Get help. There are some good counselors in this area that could help us when we battle this kind of an issue and diffuse some of the situations that ultimately today are ending in violence. Let me make another suggestion. Be a good citizen and a good neighbor. While I'm on driving, let me just go ahead and tell you. If you feel like you've got to be one of these three or four cars that goes ahead and goes through that red light and makes your turn, stop it. You don't know the impact you may be having making someone else upset and angry and what might happen. Be a good citizen, a good neighbor. That's how God is glorified. I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 5. For a moment. Go over to Matthew chapter 5. Show you how our conduct ought to be. You've read this before, but let's read it in this context. Verse 43. You have heard that it was said, you'll love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. If God would send rain on unjust people, then we can bless unjust people. If God can send His Son to shine on evil people, then we can shine on evil people and be a blessing to them as well. And that's what we're called to do. Now let's go from there over to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. Verse 17. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved. Leave room for the wrath of God. It's written, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, says the Lord. But listen to this one. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Look at that awesome responsibility that the Spirit of God places on us. We're supposed to be role models of getting along, being at peace with each other, caring and supporting and lifting each other up, and the people in our community sharing with them the love of Christ. And I love the way he put this. If your enemy's hungry, thirsty, do good to him. You heap burning coals on his head. And I will tell you again, in the context here, I misunderstood that for years. Vengeance is mine, I'll repay, says the Lord. I need to be kind to them, just make him feel that much worse. And that's not what Paul is saying at all. It has to do with their culture. In this culture, say you get home late in an evening on a cold winter night. You don't have any wood in your house to warm your house. So what do? You go to the neighbor. Now, if he wants to be nice to you, he'll tell you, yeah, I've got some wood over there. Help yourself. But if he wants to be real nice to you, he'll say, here, I'll tell you what I'll do. You stoop down and I'll take some of my wood and I'll put it up here in this clay pot on that you carry your belongings on your head, as they did in that culture. But if you really want to treat him the way God treats us, you tell him, here, I'll get some wood, and then you stoop down and I'll take some of the coals out of my fire and put them there so that when you get across over the road to your house, you'll have a fire instantly going. You do good to him. That's what he's saying. Now, let's translate that out into what happens here in our community. What do we need to be doing? Folks, there are people who obviously need to know the love of Christ. Why violence is happening in our community is they're not seeing and experiencing that love of Christ as we have. Let's share it with them. Let's role model to them that we are willing to suffer loss. We don't have to even a score. We're not out to seek revenge on anybody. We're here showing how God loves everybody. That's our mission. That's our goal. Wow, we're out of time. A lot more we could say, but you get the picture. We are in a precarious time. Summation, what is happening in violence is the thing God despises the most in his creation. Our responsibility is to help people see a God of peace. Let's do it.